I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 573. Take time to reread your journal. A couple weeks ago, I took the time to reread my 2020 journal. I lived through that year. We all have. But in rereading what I wrote during that year, each day as it went by, that tumultuous time, I gained a new perspective of my own tenacity and of God's goodness. In rereading the words I penned each day, I realized that year was worse than I thought, and God was more faithful than I could ever imagine. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others in our everyday lives. Here we ask the question, what would it look like for Jesus to live a life of love through us? And if we look back, we can see that He actually does. Most of us don't take time to look back and remember. We're too busy pressing on to the next thing, the next goal, the next project. And that lack of reflection actually robs us of the historical perspective that helps us do what's next even better. You may not have a physical journal that you write in each day as I do, but you do have a memory. You may have some mementos or some milestones along the way that can help you reread, if you will, the days of your life that have brought you to this moment. Give me about five minutes to slow down. Let's look at that thought. Let's hear a portion of Scripture, ask a great question. We will pray together and hopefully let the past help us inform how to love better in the future. The Jews were experts at remembering and rehearsing their history. It reinforced their identity. It strengthened their faith in the God who provides. It bolstered their own sense of community, and it gave them hope that just as they were brought through hard times in the past, the Lord will also see them through difficult days to come. For example, Deuteronomy 6:12, "Then take care lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery." Isaiah 46:9, "Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is no other." Jesus, "Do this in remembrance of me." And even Stephen, when he was stoned, gave this long litany of the history of the Jews. Judaism is a religion that's built on a foundation of memory. In a masterwork on the subject, Zakor, Jewish History and Jewish Memory, the historian notes that the Hebrew word for remember, Zakor, is repeated nearly 200 times in the Hebrew Bible, with both Israel and God commanded to remember the Sabbath, to remember the covenant, to remember the Exodus from Egypt. And for the Jews, it's remembering together, not just individually. Rabbi Jonathan Sacks wrote, "Our identity is bound up horizontally with other individuals, our parents, spouse, children, neighbors, members of the community, fellow citizens, fellow Jews. We are also joined vertically to those who came before us, whose story we make our own. To be a Jew is to be a link in a chain of generations, a character in a drama that began long before we were born and will continue long after our death. Memory is essential to identity. So Judaism insists to be a Jew is to know that the history of our people lives on in us." Well, I found that to be true when I reread my journal. God reminded me of His faithfulness, and He reminded me of the people who are in it with me, people struggling through the same things together. We're not alone. Here's the great question. As you look back on the last 6 months or the last year and a half, as hard as it's been, when were the times and who were the people who best reminded you of God's love and goodness? Would you take a moment and think back? Let's pray this prayer from crosswalk.com. "Oh Lord, You have been so good to me in the past. You've heard my prayers. You've seen my tears. When I called out to You while I was in distress, You answered me. Over and over again, You've shown Yourself to be true, to be strong. Lord, today I come to You once again. My burdens are so heavy, and I need You to help me through this new trouble. Be gracious to me, Lord, and hear my prayer. Please move me today in my hard situations. Please move in my heart so that I might praise You through this storm. In Jesus' name, amen." I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 574. In the meantime, you'll be tempted to not celebrate the victories or grieve the losses because you have to move on. You have to give attention to the next thing that needs attention. Yet, perspective is important, friends. Perspective that only the past can give us. So you may not have a literal pen and paper journal, but you can remember the past. You can rejoice and weep as appropriate, See God's goodness in the hard times. Give thanks for the people who helped you through. Would you today take some time to reread your journal?